The weather theme over the next couple of days is mild for November. Temperatures will make a run at the 60-degree mark both tomorrow and on Saturday. That will be followed by a big drop on the thermometer as temperatures tumble on Sunday with gusty breezes and a scattering of rain and snow showers. So get ready for the weather roller coaster as we head through the weekend. Across our area today, clouds have been rather stubborn in spots, especially across the higher elevations. We've had a little more in the way of sunshine breakthrough in our valleys. Moving into tonight, we have high pressure building in, so we're looking at partly cloudy skies. It'll be seasonably cold as temperatures drop off into the upper 20s and lower to mid 30s. Now, with some of that moisture still lingering near the ground, some areas of fog are possible tonight. And with temperatures near the freezing mark in many areas, there might be a few slippery spots on area roadways late tonight and first thing tomorrow. So keep that in mind. Early tomorrow morning, you'll likely have to scrape off the windshield as well. And moving through the day tomorrow, after that cold start, we have a beautiful finish with high pressure building in. We're looking at mainly sunny skies and temperatures tomorrow that will be up into the 50s to right around 60 degrees. It's another nice day on Saturday. Sunshine to start, clouds to finish as a cold front draws closer. Temperatures are still up around 60 or so on Saturday, but as that storm system and cold front pass by Saturday night, we're on the cooler side Sunday with temperatures only in the 40s. A gusty wind will make it feel colder. We'll have a scattering of rain and snow showers across our area, and there's a pretty good shot at some accumulating snow across the higher elevations Sunday, possibly into Monday. The latest drought monitor was released today. Across our area, we continue with moderate to severe drought. Now, I will mention that the extreme drought has expanded. If you recall, it's been an area in the Pioneer Valley of Western Massachusetts. Well, now that extreme drought area has expanded to include just a sliver of the southern Berkshires, all of northwestern Connecticut, and also the mid-Hudson Valley. So the drought continues across our area, and the expectation, at least from the Climate Prediction Center, is that it may become worse before it gets better. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, seasonably cold, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild, high 55 to 60. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, seasonably cold, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild, high 55 to 60. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, seasonably cold, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild, with a high around 60. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, seasonably cold, low 30 to 35. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild, high 55 to 60. Region-wide on Saturday, increasing clouds, highs in the upper 50s to around 60, and on Sunday, mostly cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers, windy and much colder, with highs in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.